This week, Essex County Supervisors crafted a proposed budget plan that substantially lowers the originally planned tax increases and keeps the budget under the tax cap for the county. Finance Committee Chair, Town of Moriah Supervisor Tom Scazzafava says a key factor is assurances that $2.8 million from FEMA are forthcoming and can now be calculated in the budget.
Once you get, they call it the quote-unquote blue folder, that pretty much guarantees that you're going to receive that money. It's like a checks in the mail type thing. So I sat down with Dan Palmer and Linda Wolf, our CPA, and, you know, we went over that, and I said, well, you know, we got like $2.8 million here that we're not showing as a revenue, which is a huge amount of money, especially when you're looking at a 26% increase. So, you know, once we did a little bit more homework and we're absolutely certain that this money was going to be, you know, received in 2013, the board brought that information to the Board of Supervisors in our workshop, and the board, and rightly so, decided that we definitely need to use that to offset the amount of the levy.
Board of Supervisors Chair Randy Douglas notes that securing the FEMA dollars does not rectify all the problems with the budget.
We froze contract agencies. We moved $150,000 from the Social Services Department. We also anticipate having a tax sale. We have like 6 years of back taxes that are owed to Essex County. It was in our best interest to not give raises for the department heads. The bottom line is we didn't have to slice a person. We didn't have to remove a position. I do think as we move forward, though, we are in a fiscal crisis just like everybody else, and our constituents spoke very loud and clear. They want us to do more with less.
The Ways and Means Committee, at the same time, is requesting that Essex County double its request for permission from the state to increase its bed tax. Essex County has a 3% bed tax, and the new request would raise it to 5%. Committee Chair and Town of North Elba Supervisor Roby Politi voted against the idea.
And I voted against it because it always seems that Lake Placid monies are used to offset county deficits. And these monies are primarily generated in Lake Placid. Close to 90% of the bed occupancy tax money comes from Lake Placid. So it's important for me to make sure that the monies designated from the occupancy tax are used solely to promote and enhance tourism in our region. This request really would be coming on the coattails of Franklin County and Clinton County. There's no question that there is a need to generate additional revenues, and certainly it's always easier to tax those who don't live here than those who do. So, you know, I understand the argument. Until I am absolutely satisfied that the monies will be utilized solely for the promotion of tourism, then I'm not going to be on board.
Supervisor Chair Randy Douglas supports doubling the county request to increase the bed tax.
We would want to use that 2%. To help with things like the fish hatchery, to help bring tourists to Essex County. So it would be in revenue that would help us dramatically. Maybe I think we estimated like $1.5 million. If that's the case, that would be a relief on the property tax owner. Everywhere you go, there's a bed tax. But 5% total would be very, very fair.
The New York State Legislature must approve any increase in the county bed tax. Essex County also has a request pending in the legislature to increase its sales tax. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.